Windscape. Chapter 4. The Letter. Hilltop Farm was totally alien to Jenny. It was a world of fitted kitchens, flat-screen TVs and flickering laptops. Although Hilltop was only 2 miles away from Hushwish, it stood resplendent amongst the heather and rocks of Harris. Newly built, the Murdochs' farm seemed out of place to many of the families round about. To Jenny's father, it represented the end of the old traditions on the island, but it had also offered him a lifeline. "You're thinking about your father," said Pavel. She placed her green duffel bag on the bed and stared up at Pavel's kind face. "I'm thinking about the wind farm and those idiots who caused him to..." There, Jenny." Awkwardly, Pavel patted her on the back and sat her on the bed. They only wanted to object. "Object?" Jenny felt her stomach knot with rage. Pavel stumbled over his words. "They went about it badly. They made a muck of..." "They were completely out of order," said Jenny. "Yes, they were," Pavel conceded. "Everything was much clearer before. The windmill started sprouting up everywhere," said Jenny. "Mr. Murdoch says some of the protesters have been arrested," said Pavel. "The police will probably want a statement from you." "They will?" said Jenny, sheepishly. She stared at her feet. "I'm sorry for biting your head off, Pavel." "Ah, it's okay. You've had a terrible day." Pavel gave her a big toothy smile. It faded, however, as his mind seemed to drift elsewhere. "Sandy will be back soon." "Brilliant," said Jenny. "You know, I kind of agree with the protesters in a way," said Pavel. Jenny bristled again. "Not in the way they did it," he added quickly. No, that was wrong. But what?" asked Jenny. "But I'm not sure that the whole bank of 100-foot-high windmills is the answer." "Oh, Pavel, I don't like the idea of them either. But what happened today has made me think," said Jenny. "You know it was Murdoch who started the whole wind farm thing here, don't you?" said Pavel. "Dad said it was," said Jenny. "He's persuaded 6 farms to sign up already, but the agency he deals with needs enough turbines to justify the investment. They need a 7th farm, your farm." "The protesters knew that," said Pavel. "So Dad's not given the Murdochs a go-ahead yet?" "I don't think so," said Pavel. "I don't think the protesters were crying over spilt milk, as you put it. I think the protest was a last-ditch attempt to stop the whole wind farm project." "My dad says that we need the money from the wind farm to keep our farm. We have to pay the bank off or..." "But you'll change everything. That's like cutting your throat to spite your face," said Pavel. "Your nose. Cutting your nose," corrected Jenny. She sighed and stood up to look out of the window. Her head hurt as she tried to get everything straight. She sighed as a black pickup drew into the newly chipped driveway. "Sandy's back," said Jenny. "Look, Jenny, before Sandy begins his nonsense, I want to show you something." "What?" said Jenny, suddenly confused. "Did you know that Mr. Murdoch gets all your mail?" "Yes, it saves the postie coming all the way along the headland." The gravel churned as the pickup that had carried Sandy drew out of the yard. "So how do you know you're getting every single letter?" asked Pavel. He took her hand and led her down the wooden steps to the ground floor.
"What are you saying, Pavel?"
she whispered.
"Where are we going?"
"Quick, before Sandy gets inside.
Mrs. Murdoch's busy in the kitchen and Mr. Murdoch's out checking his precious cattle," Pavel whispered back. "Where are you taking me?" Jenny pressed. "I've seen Mr. Murdoch in the kitchen with your letters," said Pavel. "In the kitchen?" "Yes." As they edged past the kitchen door, the security lights blasted on outside. "I've seen him steam your letters open with a kettle," continued Pavel. "Why would he do that?" asked Jenny. "I don't know, but I've watched him doing it," he said again.
"Pavel, someone's coming," said Jenny.
Sandy Murdoch was crunching up the gravel path outside the front door.
"Shh, he'll go up to his room first," said Pavel. "He always does. Quick, follow me."
Pavel ducked under the glass window set into the front door. Jenny copied him. Still confused by the whole episode, she followed him into the Murdoch's posh living room.
"Right," said Pavel. "We've got about 2 minutes.
Why didn't we do this earlier? She whispered.
Well, Mrs. Murdoch would have been creeping about. This is the one moment, our window of opportunity, Jenny.
Pavel always quoted little sayings like this. She remembered. It was annoying enough at the best of times, but right at that moment, Jenny's head was spinning and she felt like telling him to shut up.
We got all of our letters next day. You know that. You give them to me in school during the week.
Yes, but you've not been getting all the letters, said Pavel.
How do you know?
Said Jenny, becoming angry again.
Because after I saw him do this thing with the kettle, I checked.
I counted how many letters were addressed to your farm and then how many he actually gave you.
Last Tuesday, 3 arrived with your address on them. But he only gave me 2 to pass on.
Jenny scrunched up her face.
What are you talking about?
He puts the letters he keeps back from you in here.
Pavel slid open a small wooden drawer set into the piano stool.
He's got a secret drawer in the piano stool, said Jenny.
Sneaky, eh? Said Pavel.
Outside in the hall, the front door clicked open. They both froze, the secret drawer half open. Pavel reached down and lifted out a small bundle of letters.
Here, they're all yours.
Jenny fumbled with the letters. She looked around anxiously, trying to think of some excuse for standing in the middle of the Murdoch's living room.
Pavel pressed his forefinger to his lips, widened his grey eyes and shook his head.
The unmistakable voice of Sandy Murdoch echoed out from the hallway.
What's for dinner, Mum?
Muffled and some way off, Mrs. Murdoch answered,
Shepherd's pie and Brussels sprouts.
Mangin', shouted Sandy.
What was that?
Asked his mum.
Humdingin', muttered Sandy with a chuckle.
Daft old bat.
Jenny could hear him hanging up his wet coat on the peg in the hall, muttering insults and cursing. Soon, he was clattering up the stairs.
That's a letter there, whispered Pavel.
The security lights from outside illuminated the living room. Jenny tapped the letter on the top of the pile.
Is this letter he hid from us last Tuesday? Asked Jenny.
Pavel nodded excitedly. She peeled the top letter away from the bundle and studied the brown manila envelope. It had an official look to it. She could see where the glue had come away from the seal in the back. On the top left-hand corner, she noticed a mark or stamp of some kind. She held it up to the window and read it out loud.
Monroe and Morrison Insurance.
Pavel gripped her arm, but it was too late.
With a whoosh and a loud creak, the living room door swung open and light flooded the room.